Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, 1, 2, 3.
We're good.
Good morning. Before we begin, I'm going to explain the procedures we'll be following in this hearing. These hearings are civil administrative proceedings held under the authority of the Connecticut General Statutes. This board's responsibility is to hear the facts of each case and decide whether those facts justify the decision denying or revoking a permit. The decision made by the issuing authority was likely supported by facts known at the time of the decision, but additional facts and circumstances may become evident during the hearing that convince the board it would be fair and just to change the original decision in order that the permit be issued or reinstated. However, if no additional persuasive evidence becomes evident during the hearing, the board will confirm the decision of the issuing authority. Based on Connecticut General Statute 54-142A, the board cannot consider hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records. Only direct evidence obtained during an investigation may be considered in those circumstances. If an applicant has certain felony or other specific convictions on his or her record for which no pardon has been received, or has certain pending felony charges, the board has no legal authority to grant an approval. According to statute, these hearings will be conducted informally, but in a way that guarantees fundamental fairness, including the right of cross-examination of the other side's witnesses. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and the laws of perjury apply to all testimony. The board takes perjury seriously and will refer cases of perjury to the appropriate authority for prosecution. The Freedom of Information Act applies to these public hearings, so the information and documents produced here as evidence may not be excluded from the public. At the start of each hearing, each party may make a very brief opening statement of just a few sentences summarizing its case. The issuing authority goes first and presents its case and calls witnesses who may be cross-examined by the other party. The appellant will then present its case and also call witnesses who may be cross-examined. The board may ask its own questions and may request testimony from additional witnesses as necessary. After the conclusion of all testimony, each party may make a brief closing statement. The decision of the board is by majority vote of those present and voting. The burden of proof is on the issuing authority and is by a preponderance of evidence. Tie votes go to the appellant. The board's decision will be announced today, and notice of the decision will be mailed to both parties within 20 days. It is the board's intent and obligation to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants. To achieve that, appellants will not be referred to by name or address, but will be referred to as appellant. We ask that everyone here follow the same practice and do not use the names of any appellants. Calling the roll of board members. Chief Rosenzweig.
Here.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Here.
Colonel Overturf.
Here.
Mr. Gray is not present as expected?
I don't think so.
Okay. Attorney Sinetti.
Here.
Dr. Conrad.
Here.
And the chair is here. We'll now call the record of all cases. Cases are called by case number. So if you don't know your case number, please come forward and get it. 25-179. This is just calling the roll now.
State's here.
State is here. Is the
25-179? Is that the issuing authority?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, state's here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
State's present.
Yep.
Is the appellant here on 29-179?
25.
They did not check in with me.
25-070.
State is here.
The appellant did not check in.
25-141.
Present.
Appellant?
Yep.
And,
yep.
Okay. 25-065.
State is present.
The appellant did not check in.
25-048.
State is present.
The appellant did not check in.
25097.
Present.
Both parties present?
Yes.
Yes. 25078.
Present.
Present.
Thank you.
Putnam is here?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
25111.
State is present, and I would say Attorney John Grasso speaking, that Attorney Schoenhorn advised me that he could be a bit delayed, in which event I represented to him that if the matter was called before he appeared, I would ask that it be passed until he appears.
That's fine. Did the appellant?
Thank you.
I haven't seen the appellant. He didn't check in with me.
Is the appellant here on 26111?
Not yet.
They were meeting together.
25149.
Present.
Present.
Thank you. 25082.
Present.
Appellant?
The appellant did not check in with me.
This could be a very short meeting. 24740.
Appellant.
Waterford is here, correct?
Waterford?
Yeah.
Okay. 25142. Waterford again?
Yep.
The appellant did not check in.
25116.
Here.
And Sonia and the appellant? Thank you. Everyone who is going to be speaking today needs to be sworn in. So if you are going to be speaking, please stand. Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you'll give this day will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, pursuant to charges of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you.